There were many lively encounters during that little war, many feats of daring seamanship, of which history has lost sight. But for years after the struggle was over, the United States still policed the Mediterranean Sea with such thoroughness that the pirate ships that dared risk leaving port were bold and desperate indeed. It was thither that the West Wind was to sail with important messages for the Commodore of the Mediterranean Fleet. Off to the pirate waters. At last the ship was ready, a rare and beautiful sight with her slim hull, her rows of guns, and her towering sails of silvery new canvas. She sailed with the early tide at daybreak of a mid-April morning, a ghostly fairy-like thing, slipping away in the gray light and the mist of dawn. Jonathan stood on the dock to watch her go, staring fixedly after his winged dream flying at last across the Atlantic. "There will be tales to tell when she comes back," he said at last, "and I look for her to cut down the sailing time by 3, 4, 5 days, perhaps. She is a good ship, and she will not disappoint us." His stout faith in his ship was matched only by Humphrey's steady confidence. Others might have said that this maiden voyage was a heartbreaking one for Humphrey and his crew. Their living quarters were narrow, and the labor was heavy, while the handling of the new vessel was, in itself, very difficult to learn. The weather was stormy and the winds fitful, but the west wind did not disappoint the two good friends who had made her. The storms lent her wings so that at last anxiety and discontent gave way entirely to pride in the speed that she was making.